Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, ilmuwan iklim terkemuka di negara ini memperingatkan agar warga Australia bersiap menghadap cuaca yang lebih ekstrim yang disebabkan oleh suhu udara yang terus meningkat. Dan sementara tren tersebut menghasilkan rekor kebakaran hutan musim panas yang lalu, para ilmuwan mengatakan sebagian besar negara ini sekarang harus bersiap menghadapi banjir selama beberapa bulan mendatang. Berikut ini informasi tentang hal tersebut yang dirangkum oleh Claudia Fahad untuk SBS News. Para ilmuwan iklim dari Biro Meteorologi dan CSIRO menyampaikan laporan kondisi iklim 2 tahunan mereka yang keenam. Mereka mengkonfirmasi apa yang ditakuti oleh banyak orang, yaitu iklim Australia terus menjadi semakin panas. Suhu rata-rata negara ini sekarang telah meningkat 1,44 derajat sejak tahun 1910, dan tahun lalu adalah tahun terpanas dalam catatan. Di Australia Barat Daya dan Tenggara, yang rawan kebakaran hutan, kondisinya semakin kering dengan curah hujan di musim dingin antara April dan Oktober terus menurun. Manajer Layanan Prediksi Lingkungan Iklim Biro Meteorologi, Dr. Carl Braganza mengatakan bahwa kombinasi panas serta kemarau adalah resep sempurna untuk memperburuk musim kebakaran hutan.
That shift in temperature and rainfall is partly driving a change in fire weather. What we can see in general is that across Australia, particularly the southern parts, we have a longer fire season. There's more fire weather during that season, and the most extreme fire danger days are getting more extreme. It's particularly notable in spring, so we're seeing the fire season arrive months earlier in some instances in some southern parts of the country, which obviously reduces your fuel reduction period, but it also means that along with those early season heat waves, we're seeing an earlier start to having fires in the landscape.
Sebagian besar daerah bagian selatan Australia hancur oleh kebakaran hutan pada musim panas tahun lalu karena alasan tersebut. Namun, Dr. Braganza mengatakan sebagian besar negara ini akan menghadapi risiko lain, yaitu banjir musim panas.
In contrast to the last few years where we've had really severe and protracted droughts and natural drivers that have favored drier, more hotter conditions over summer and more fire weather, we've got into La Nina now in the Pacific. La Niñas are typically associated with heavy rainfall and flooding across Australia. The last significant La Niña event in 2010-11 caused a record two-year rainfall total and widespread flooding across Australia and Cyclone Yasi. We also know that during La Niña, you tend to get slightly more tropical cyclones in the Australian region making landfall. So fingers crossed this won't be as severe as an event, but it really depends on how much sea surface temperatures warm up around Australia over spring. Those warm temperatures basically provide the moisture and the fuel for the weather systems that come out of Australia.
Dan bagaimana dengan suhu laut di sekitar Australia? Perairan di seluruh negara ini telah menghangat sekitar 1 derajat sejak tahun 1910, dan frekuensi, intensitas, serta durasi gelombang panas di laut semuanya meningkat. Permukaan laut Australia juga telah naik 25 cm sejak tahun 1880, dan separuhnya terjadi sejak tahun 1970-an, dan sekarang diperkirakan akan naik lagi 3,5 cm per dekade. Direktur Penelitian Pusat Iklim CSIRO, Dr. Jackie Brown mengatakan, kenaikan permukaan laut dapat dikaitkan dengan dua hal, yaitu mencairnya lapisan es dan ekspansi termal.
So as the water warms, it expands, and that contributes to sea level rise. So if we move to the next slide and have a look at heat content, this is a measure of the amount of heat being absorbed into the ocean over time. Now, the oceans take up around 90% of the extra energy from climate change, and it's one of the very clear signals we have around how climate change is happening for the globe. So if you grab your ruler and head down to the beach, put your ruler at the edge of where you think the high tide level is and have a look what another 25 centimetres might mean, because 25 centimetres up can be a very long way inshore. And then even more confronting, what would a metre of sea level rise look like?
Hal-hal lain yang dapat dilihat dari lautan adalah pergantian tingkat karbon dioksida di atmosfer atau CO2. Tingkat CO2 sebelumnya meningkat 10 bagian per juta per abad, Namun, Dr. Brown mengatakan bahwa dalam dekade terakhir saja telah meningkat 23 bagian per juta.
One question we get a lot here is 2020 was pretty tough with COVID. We saw a lot of companies closing down, people staying at home. What did that do to the carbon dioxide signal? And sadly, although carbon dioxide did slow down, we still saw an increase in the amount of carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere. And that slowdown really is indistinguishable from the background variability. Another way to think about this is, you know, if you've been eating junk food for 10 years and then you go on a diet for one day, you jump on the scales the next morning expecting to see some change, drop a dress size. It's not that simple. This is about a very long-term change. And I think the big challenge for our children and grandchildren will be how to flatten this curve.
Nah pendengar, laporan status iklim berikutnya akan dirilis pada tahun 2022.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.